Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Seed is supporting our show this week. I've been taking the Seed DS01 Daily Symbiotic Capsules, and these made me a believer in probiotics. The DS01 from Seed, it's designed differently, and that's why it works. It's formulated for whole body benefits beyond the gut, including skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. The secret is how they designed the capsules. It's almost a capsule in a capsule. So you're getting the prebiotic and the probiotic in one. Start a healthy new habit today. Visit seed.com/beauty and use code beauty to redeem 20% off your first months of Seed DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/beauty and use code beauty for 20% off your first month. Once again, that's seed.com/beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We are here, your friendly neighborhood beauty editors. It's Jill alongside Carlene. How are you, Carlene?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jill?
Good. I'm just remembering right this second as we were talking that we had planned to do this in person side by side. And then we just kind of, that conversation just fell to the side. And I literally never thought of it again until right this second.
Okay. Well, here we are.
Sorry
over
about that.
Zoom. That's okay. We're going to make it work. We're going to, you know, this is one of our damn goods episodes, everybody. And if you have listened for a long time, you know, we do these every single month. So Jill, I'm just going to be holding them right up to my camera. I got a brand new computer.
Yes.
So you're going to be able to see detail today. Very excited.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, no, you're looking great. Your new hair color is looking great.
Ooh.
Are you liking it?
I do. It's quite a bit brighter. And actually,
yeah.
I have a budget hair care find that I'm going to tell you about
Ooh.
At the end of this episode. That's especially
Ooh.
For blondes and people with crisp, dry hair like myself. So yeah, I guess that's kind
of... I don't
think
it looks crispy, by the way.
Okay, well, thank you. It's honestly, the product really helps. So that's a bit of a teaser into what we're talking about today. Today is a roundup of our favorite budget finds. It's our best drugstore products of 2023 so far. And these are honestly, I have to say, probably our most popular episodes. Am I right?
I think in this economy, everybody especially is looking to save a little money or make their beauty dollars go even further.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are here to report back on that. And just before we get into a little bit of news off the hop, I want to take a minute for a little housekeeping, as I always do. So currently we're doing a listener survey. This is the first one we've done in several years, and I am really excited to hear all of the feedback from our audience. If you want to know more details, head to our Instagram, and we will also link to the listener survey in our show notes today. We're accepting responses for another week. And it's really short, I promise. There's exciting prizes to be won. So for everybody that completes the survey, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win.
Yeah, we've got a $100 gift card for Sephora on deck. Woo! For all the shopaholics out there. And also some Breaking Beauty merch. And yes, Jill, I did see the comment in our Facebook chat room from the lovely woman who said, honestly, I'm more excited about the Breaking Beauty merch than I am about the Sephora gift card. And I was like, what? I love you.
Yeah. The possibility to win either of those things is a reality if you fill out our survey. And, you know, really, we are just aiming to make Breaking Beauty bigger and better than ever in 2023. And of course, we couldn't do it without our audience. So we want to hear from you.
Absolutely. And on that note, please remember to leave us a review, a rating in Apple Podcasts. It really helps with the algorithm. It helps people discover us. There are a lot of beauty podcasts out there now. And, you know, we are just so grateful for our longtime listeners. And yeah, if you can share with a friend, we love that even more.
I think we need to make another game of this for the reviews. Oh. And I'm thinking, if you have discovered a budget beauty favorite product from listening to our show, I want you to write us a review, please, and tell us what you discovered and what you love about it.
I love that idea. So I think we're ready to move on to our topic of the hour, the best damn good products that are budget friendly in 2023 so far. But first, Jill, you've got some late breaking news around this whole topic, recession-proof beauty products. Tell us what you've been sleuthing online. Tell us what's popping at Target. And this is not sponsored by Target, by the way, just in case anyone's wondering.
No, I wish. I wish. Call me from Minneapolis. I love the Twin Cities. I will be there at your headquarters. No problem. I look good in red.
It's true.
You know, I love their dog. I've met their dog before. Anyway, but a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about Selfless by Hyram. It was no longer going to be at Sephora. And Eureka, it's found a new home. It's at Target. Makes all kinds of sense. Nothing is more than $24 US, and most things are less than $20. This is, of course, powered by the Inky List. So he has all of their know-how with ingredients helping him to formulate his products. And I think this makes even more sense than the Sephora of it all.
Yeah, it's true. And congratulations to Hyram because, you know, we're a fan and I hope it does well.
Yeah, this headline in particular made me really sit up and take notice. And that's that Curology just dropped at Target. So the actual products in the store, nothing is more than $25. And of course, Curology was one of those online services where you could get dermatologists to sort of assess and create a skincare routine for you.
Mm-hmm. I honestly have wanted to try Curology for so long. Like, that actually excites me.
And another skincare heavy hitter that we've been able to get at the drugstore here in Canada for a long time, Neostrata, such great products. They are launching at Target. And before in the US, you could only get that at Derm's offices. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to be in almost 150 Target stores as well as online and ColourPop for Target as well. Like, the hits just keep on coming here. These are exclusive collections and sets and bestsellers from the viral beauty brand. And of course, the prices just can't be beat. It's like three lip liners for $15, like in a pack.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's amazing. Sounds like Target is like not playing around this year.
100%. And I also want to give a shout out to Melissa Butler. She's the owner of the Lip Bar. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful BIPOC owned brand. They have the best lipsticks. I love them. They have great pigments. They're really great quality. And now she's doing sort of a spin-off skincare brand at Target as well. There's only four SKUs that just dropped this month, and each product is $17 US. So that's exciting for her as well.
Yeah. And so are they lip products, like skincare for your lips? Oh, interesting.
No. So each tube, I mean, I have not physically seen them, but from what I've seen online, it says like down the center, it's like moisturizer or whatever. And then at the top, it's like the lip bar presents, you know, skincare, whatever.
This is so where I feel like there's a learning for founders where you don't want to box yourself in terms of just lips or whatever. Like Bite Beauty almost did that. And it was hard to kind of expand. So keep in mind, the world is your oyster, right? All right. Okay, so we're going to get into our reviews after the jump. This is what you're going to hear. We're going to be talking about the mascara, probably the most infamous mascara that has ever hit the interwebs. It is the L'Oreal Telescopic Lift Mascara that Michaela Makeup, if you know, you know the controversy. So that's been tested. We're also going to be talking about a budget eye cream that is great for under eye bags. That's such a difficult area to target with an eye cream, but I think this one's really good.
We're also going to be talking about the new Ordinary Cleanser. There's so much buzz about this product online. We were one of the very first to try it. So I'm going to let you know if I think it's damn good.
All of that after the jump.
Starface is supporting our show this week. So I'm not going to turn down an opportunity to be like Justin Bieber or Bella Hadid. So Starface, they created these cute star-shaped pimple patches that a lot of celebrities have been sporting on Instagram. And I've personally been a fan of them since they debuted a few years ago. And not only are Starface pimple patches very cute, they're really effective. They're also made with 100% hydrocolloid. So that's an ingredient that helps absorb fluid and reduce redness while shrinking your spot. Plus, they come inside this little yellow compact that holds all of your stars. It has a mirror so you can pop one on the go. And honestly, it's just a cute way to deal with a breakout. They also keep me from picking my skin too, which is a win. And Starface has a full range of HydroStar pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. There's the original yellow, there's a multi-pack, there's a solid black, which is my favorite, and a cute blue star with salicylic acid. Personally, I think HydroStars are such a cute gift for your friends or loved ones. Like, they would make a great Valentine's Day gift or belated Valentine's Day gift. You can even get a pack of classic and salicylic acid stars when you purchase the BFF bundle, which saves you 10%. I love a deal. And wait for it, Starface recently launched a micro dart patch called Micro Cloud. So these cute cloud-shaped patches are made with tiny self-dissolving micro darts that dive deep into the skin to target early stage pimples that are dry or irritated. They're filled with key ingredients like hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, and salicylic acid to help calm and hydrate skin for faster healing. And MicroCloud is only available in the US at starface.world. That's spelled StarFace.world. And for a limited time, Starface is offering all Breaking Beauty listeners free shipping on your first MicroCloud order. So just enter the promo code BEAUTY at checkout. Once again, that's code BEAUTY for free shipping on your first MicroCloud order at starface.world.
A Dear Media original podcast.
What's up, you guys? We're back.
That we are. Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven is back for season two. And honestly, guys, I think we got something even more unpredictable than season one. We've got the new cast members. We've got the old cast members. And we've got some opportunists.
Oh, God. But don't worry, you guys. We're going to break it all down. And we're going to do it with some major guests this season.
Yeah, so tune in every Tuesday for season two of Back to the Beach.
A Dear Media original.
Okay, so the L'Oreal Telescopic Lift Mascara. This is the one that Michaela did a sponsored content video with. Carlene, you've actually tried it. I feel like there's been so many reaction videos to this on TikTok. And people are just making up all kinds of theories. Were there lashes? Were there not? Were there filters? Do we trust her? Do we hate her? Like, it's just absolutely wild how much content this has generated. 50 million plus views of that one video that she did.
I know, it's true. Okay, so just to recap, Michaela did a sponsored post with L'Oreal for this mascara. L'Oreal Telescopic Lift Mascara is what we're talking about. And she did it before and she did an after. And in the after, it looked a whole lot like she was wearing some kind of eyelash wispies or something, which you're not allowed to do. That's a big no-no. They're not allowed to do that in mascara ads anymore. And they're not supposed to do it in sponsored content. So it got called
they
out.
They do it. They just disclose it.
Okay.
She didn't disclose.
Right. So it was a hard call out from the entire community. And she's never gone on record to say that she did or did not wear falsies that day.
Unbothered.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
So yeah, I tried it like a lot of people have. I'm going to give you my take right here. So first of all, It is $15 US and $19 in Canada. It's said to give you up to 5 millimeters of visible length, and it also promises 36-hour wear. I don't recommend sleeping in your mascara or going 36 hours without sleep, but whatever. So I'm going to try to explain it to you. It's kind of like they're really big on this patented double hook bristle brush, okay? It's a little bit difficult to explain. Literally, I read about this on Allure and they accidentally left the editor's notes when they published it. You know when that happens? And you can see that the editor wrote, I don't really understand what this means, like rephrase or something like that, which I think is hilarious. So I'm going to do...
I'm triggered.
So here is the wand here. I'm holding it up for you, Jill. I know it's hard to see. These things are hard to see. Okay, listeners, if you can imagine you're looking at a mascara wand, the wand has been cut in half. So one side of it is completely flat. You don't use that side. Okay, I'm just going to tell you.
Okay.
Then so what you have left is you have the opposite side, which is the front, and then you have the sides, right? So the front has shorter bristles. What you do is you dip that into the, you know, mascara, and that's going to pick up the product for you. You use that side to get the mascara onto your lashes. Then you just turn it on a 45 degree angle. So now you're working with the side. Both of those sides have longer bristles, and that's what you use to comb out and separate your lashes, which truthfully is not the newest concept. Like, we've seen mascaras that have, you know, a different sided front and back. One is to load and one is to lengthen. So it's kind of is that. When they talk about this patented double hook bristle brush, honestly, first thing I thought of was the Benefit. What's the name of that?
The roller lash
mascara. Because I remember when that was introduced, the big thing was it hooks. Like the actual, if you were to take out a microscope, there's like hooks on the end of the wand, and that hooks to your lashes. That's what allows you to roll it. And honestly, I do think that people, this is a bit of a dupe. Like, people are going to be comparing them. So that's what you do. That's what I did. I'm going to tell you my verdict is I found that it had great lift and separation. The biggest thing for me is that it lasted all day with zero smudging and zero flaking. And to me, we've talked about this so many times, I have hooded eyelids and oily lids. So I often get smudging and smearing. And this one, I had none. That is like incredible. Those sort of like unicorns do happen. If you want to find more of my favorite mascaras, they're in the Breaking Beauty Hall of Fame. You can Google that. That's on our website. But the telescopic lift checks that box. This one did wash off fairly easily, but I used a micellar cleanser and I did notice there was still some residue the next day, but it wasn't like stuck to my lashes where I had to scrub. I don't like that because then I do lose some lashes. Honestly, it's hashtag damn good. Drama aside, hashtag damn good. Before we jumped on the mic, Jill, you mentioned this and I clocked it as well. The price is $15 US, $19 Canadian. Most L'Oreal mascaras are $12.99 in the US, and that clocks in at like $16 Canadian. Prices are shimmying up. Are shimmying up. Next, Jill, what do you got over there? What's in your bag of tricks?
Okay, well, I am going to be talking about a sister product to an iconic product that's in our Hall of Fame. And this product, you go on Instagram or TikTok any day of the week and you'll see somebody using it. And that's the Bioderma, if you're French, Bioderma Micellar Cleansing Water, Sensibio. Everybody uses it backstage to take their makeup off. In between shows, it's just iconic at this point. Even Selena Gomez used it on her Instagram story last week when she was taking off her makeup. And interestingly, the original micellar water, I was baffled.
What?
She put it on a dry beauty blender.
Okay.
Tried to put it on and didn't like douse the beauty blender in it or anything and used that and dragged it across her eye to take off her eye makeup.
Maybe she was stuck in a pinch.
Sometimes, like, I feel like people do that to elicit comments and to do something a little bit off kilter like that. So it increases engagement. People are like, what is she doing with that sponge? And of course, that's what all the comments say.
Right.
But they're like, love you, Selena. Still.
Well, this is how the hanger liquid liner applicator was born, surely, or contour, or whatever it was. No, yeah. And she uses it, and so do I. I will just say, Carlene Higgins uses the Sensibio micellar cleanser as well. Big
fan.
You
guys are practically BFFs I think at so. This point.
Yeah.
So I'm here to tell you about a sister product to that. So this is the Bioderma Biphasic Micellar Makeup Remover Waterproof for sensitive eyes and lips. It's around $12 US and it's around $15 Canadian. So why I was really attracted to this product, it is new in Canada. For our US friends, you can buy it online. I'll be sure to link to that on our website. Why I was really attracted to this, Carlene, is I wear a ton of eye makeup. Mm-hmm. I probably wear a lot more than you. I wear eyeliner, layered on shadow, a lot of mascara. Sometimes I do wear waterproof mascara. And the original Bioderma product, it just is too drying on my eyes, way too drying. Mm. And this is incredibly hydrating and it takes everything off with a lot less effort. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm so appreciative that it is for sensitive eyes.
Yeah.
And I think that it was this missing step in my Bioderma routine. I have so many of their products that I use. Mm-hmm. And this is my second bottle of this. I'm buying this, everybody. Nobody sent this to me. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it, and I wanted everybody to know that if you're a fan of this brand, but you find the micellar remover, it's not really doing the job for your eyes,
I want it. I need it. Yeah, we've been waiting to talk to you guys about this product because it landed in Canada pretty recently, and it's not in stores in the U.S. yet. That doesn't happen too often with products, but sometimes we get lucky with French pharmacy products. Because there's already French on the label or something. I don't know what it is, but sometimes we get lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to see you do a TikTok on removing waterproof eye makeup with that if I could put in a request. And
yeah.
I would love a sample. So if they have a 2-for-1 deal, hit me up. Okay.
Absolutely.
I want to talk to you guys about the next probably viral primer that's going to happen on TikTok, I believe. It's the e.l.f. Power Grip Primer plus 4% niacinamide, $10 in US, $14 in Canada. It launched mid-December, so it's probably already viral. I don't know. I'm not actually on there all that much. This is somewhat...
Grip Primer sounds a little familiar.
Right? It is somewhat of a dupe for the Milk Makeup Hydro Grip. I'm holding them up side by side here, Jill. And this is the new e.l.f. 4% niacinamide. So I'm already a fan of the Milk Makeup Hydro Grip, have been for a long time. Now, I say it's almost a dupe because e.l.f. actually already came out with the dupe of the Grip Primer. I think it was last year. It's a version of this that's green. So that's how much they're like, they don't give a shit. They're like, yes, we are knocking it off. Yes, it is, you know, less than half the price. Now, this new version, the newness about it is that 4% niacinamide. Other than that, it's supposed to be the exact same primer as the other Power Grip that they already have in existence. So if you haven't listened to our episode last week with Dr. Whitney Bowe, it is a fantastic explainer all about niacinamide, who needs it, how to fit it into your routine, how to not overdo it, all of that stuff. So go back and have a listen. And then you can try this product if you're interested in niacinamide. This one has 4%. I know she said like 2 to 5% is optimal. And so it's just an easy way if you already have a skincare routine going and you're like, listen, I'm already using retinol or glycolic, like where does niacinamide fit in to my skin cycling or whatever, which is what I asked her. This is a way of like pretty easily incorporating it in your primers where you don't have to really think about what goes with what or what doesn't, that kind of thing. So I think that's kind of handy. One thing I did find confusing, though, is I looked at the ingredient list for this new e.l.f. primer, Power Grip primer versus their original Power Grip primer. They actually both have niacinamide. And the green one has it as like its fourth or fifth ingredient as well. So I actually went back to the PR and said, just curious how much niacinamide was in the first one if this one has 4%. Haven't gotten an answer yet. But anyway, The Milk Makeup one also has niacinamide in addition to hyaluronic acid and a bunch of other stuff. So just so you know, it's all trending. It's all happening.
I just want to flag for our listeners because I don't think you specified it, but I'm looking at you. So I've noticed this one is pink. This one is a different color. It's not green.
Correct. So what is it? It's a sticky gel-based face primer. So you put it on and they actually... Listen, they sell it. They say on the website, sticky AF. It's meant to be sticky, and that's what's meant to give you that grip. So you pump out a couple pumps, you put it on, and you actually can use your hand and kind of pull it away from your face, and you'll feel that tackiness. You want to let it dry for 30 seconds before applying your foundation. So this is a water-based primer, so you want to use a water-based foundation, which admittedly is really hard to decode which ones are water-based and which ones are not, because most foundations these days do have water as the first ingredient. And from what I've been reading online, that doesn't necessarily make it water-based, because the second, third, and fourth ingredient could still be silicones. Like, I have a wish I'm going to put out in the world, which is that Sephora or Ulta or whoever would have a primer and foundation finder, like a matchmaker. Make me a match where it's like, if I'm looking at the foundation, you know how sometimes it'll say wear it with? Give me the primers that jive with it, please. Because honestly, we all know if you don't do that, it pills. So from my experience, here's what I did today. I used the e.l.f. primer on the right side of my face, and I used the Milk Makeup primer on the left side of my face. Then I applied my Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer with my Beauty Blender. And so far, I mean, it hasn't been hours and hours and hours, but so far they both look, I'm going to say, pretty similar. But one thing I will say is that the Milk Makeup primer side pilled on me. It actually did pill.
Yeah, for sure. And but I think you have to remember you're wearing a tinted moisturizer. Word moisturizer messes with everything. If you were just wearing a straight foundation, you would probably have a different result. Just saying.
Potentially. But the e.l.f. side did not pill. Just saying. So
great.
There you have it. There's my experience. And again, maybe I'm not mixing the right foundation with the right primer. This is my ongoing mission for 2023, is to find the right combos that sing together, that marry together, that are happy forever together on my face.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you in part by Dime Beauty. So today's episode, it's all about budget beauty finds. And I want to take a moment to introduce you to an indie brand that I just discovered, Dime Beauty. So we often have said this on our show before. If you're a wellness girly and you're interested in vegan, sustainable brands that are free from parabens, sulfates, phthalates, it's like they always expect you to pay more. You know, they think that you can afford to buy a daily matcha latte and a Pilates session and pay more for your cosmetics. Well, Dime Beauty is flipping the script on all of that. They have skincare, beauty products, and fragrances that focus on ingredient transparency. Everything's cruelty-free and everything is completely affordable. One of the co-founders, Bailey, she's a licensed master esthetician, so that piqued my interest. And all of the skincare products are fragrance-free, which we know that fragrance can be irritating for skin like mine. I just ordered the Work Skin Bundle because naturally I want to try everything. It's $180 for six products. There's the Gentle Jelly Cleanser. That sounds like a total delight. Toner, day and night cream, hyaluronic acid serum, glow serum. So doing a little beauty math, that's only $30 per product. See what I'm saying? Everything comes in glass bottles. That makes it more eco-friendly, but it also ticks the box when it comes to feeling luxurious. I'm bougie like that, so I like everything on my vanity to be pretty. Plus, there's free shipping on US orders over $49. And check this out, they offer returns up to 60 days. So if you want to give it a go, we actually have a discount code to make it even more affordable. Just visit dimebeautyco.com. Use the code BEAUTY at checkout and you'll get 20% off your entire order. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. That's code BEAUTY for 20% off at dimebeautyco.com. Okay, any other makeup that is cheap and cheerful and just like doing it for you these days, Jill?
Okay, well, we just mentioned that prices were shimmying up. I'll tell you who's not raising their prices. Essence Cosmetics, okay? $4.99 till I D-I-E. Like, it is insane how they keep their prices so low. Yeah. So I checked out their brand new blushes. They're the Essence Baby Blush. They're $4.99 US. They're $4.99 in Canada. So affordable. And they are in these little stick formats. They're mini. They're not unlike the Undone Beauty blushes that you talked about in terms of size and shape. You talked about those a few months ago.
Yeah.
And
it's like a little
kind
chubby
of like
stick.
A nude. Yeah. It's kind of like a nude sticks, but if it was cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they work their magic, but they just nailed the texture and the colors. The color that I love the most right now, it's so cute, is the peaches and cream. And it's just, the texture is perfect. It's not too dry. It's not too shiny. I don't feel like I have a disco ball on my face.
I'm looking at a swatch on her hand, guys. Very pretty.
Yeah. Nice. Really great pigment payoff. You do not need a lot. The other color that I have tried and I also really like, I feel like I'm drawn to the peaches and cream because of the time of year it is right now. And I just want like a pop of color. And it is called, this is called Rosé All Day. I highly recommend this one too. Really buildable, really, really blendable. Sometimes I find with stick blushes like this, it goes on your face and it's like, oh, I look like a clown. Like you put too much on and you just can't undo. So I applied it right from the stick. But my favorite way to apply these is dipping my blush brush on the top, just sort of like skim the top of the blush and actually swirl it onto your face and build and blend. And I think that these are such a winner. They also smell like watermelon, which I don't necessarily need in my blush, but it's kind of a little surprise.
Yeah.
Let me also say that it's really interesting, this whole category of blush. We obviously have seen so many blushes launching, and they are sort of the engine driving cosmetic sales right now. According to Nielsen, sales of blush are one of the only cosmetic categories that's experiencing growth.
Wow.
As well as bronzers.
Okay.
And eye makeup is down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones are just sort of stagnant. They haven't lost a ton of growth, but
yeah,
blush is where it's at. And these for $4.99 each. I mean, there's another color that I don't have here, but if you got all three, it'd be $15. I mean, seriously, yeah. I'm a fan.
Love it. I will say, just by looking at them, the difference between those and the Undone Beauty are more like that sheer, almost like the Benetint color. It's like where it looks like a popsicle and then you put it on and it's kind of like very sheer. Whereas the ones that Jill has from Essence are more like a proper cream blush. Like it could almost give you, it's not a liquid, but it would almost give you like the Rare Beauty kind of blush type of a look. It's more of a creamy, true color. Okay. So what else is about to pop off, Jill? What do you think?
Okay, well, I teased this product when we were talking about our 2023 trends. This was an episode we did back in January. So this is from The Ordinary. This is the Glucoside Foaming Cleanser. It's just about to drop, but I got to test it for the last 2 months. Remember, The Ordinary just debuted this whole program called the O-Lab, where certain people can sign up for exclusive access and get to try the products before anybody else get to buy them.
Yep.
You're buying them. You're not getting them for free.
VIPs,
it's not like
baby.
An influencer. Exactly. So I really wanted to talk about this because The Ordinary, before, they only had that one cleanser, which was the Squalane Cleanser. I really enjoyed that. It was more of an oilier texture, really meant to be that balm that sort of takes all of your makeup off. And frankly, that's not for everybody. A lot of people prefer a foaming cleanser. So I would say for me, how I've been using this, by the way, this is $12.50 US, $14.80 in Canada, and it's 150 ml. You can see it looks like quite a big tube, right? Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I just wanted to know, what is it, glucosamine?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask that. That's my next thing.
It doesn't sound like the buzzy. It's no niacinamide. I mean, let's be real.
No, but that's what The Ordinary does. They're always introducing us to new stuff.
What is it?
Nobody knew what niacinamide was The Ordinary had the niacinamide and zinc serum before anybody even knew how to pronounce niacinamide. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a microfoaming cleanser, water-based gel cleanser. And this is a good second step for me at the end of the day, because I still like to use a more of a balm texture to get all of my makeup off and really do that sort of thorough cleanse. And this is my second step. So the glucoside is what it's called. And this is a plant-based surfactant to gently cleanse the skin without stripping away natural oils. Hey. And it's really good for sensitive skin types. You really notice the microfoaming aspect of this. It's not that, I hate to say larger suds, but kind of. Like, it's just a more gentle sudsing on your skin. And I feel like my skin really tolerated this very well, even in the winter. Sometimes I find foaming cleansers in the winter are a little bit too much.
For sure.
And so this is going to be in my shower, has continued to be in my shower. And if you are someone who likes to wash your face in the morning, this would be a great one to use. Not everybody does that, I know.
Feel you with the non-drying foaming cleanser, because I can't quit foaming cleansers. I just enjoy that. But my skin can get dry.
Yeah.
So yes, I like the idea.
Sometimes we just need a little lather.
A gentle lather. I do like that.
Well, all right. So that cleanser is a great price point. But I noticed on our little Google Doc that we share that you have an eye cream that's less than $30, which is pretty hard to find. So I need to know everything.
Yeah. So I'm really picky about eye cream. Let's be honest. I'm lazy slash busy. So typically my attitude is this. I'm already using moisturizer. Why are you going to make me go and use an eye cream? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I always say this to Jill. I always say this on the mic. I like my eye cream with a side of fries. And what that means is that, sure, it can have peptides, it can have retinol, whatever. But if it's not giving me an instant hit, then I'm just going to use my moisturizer. Like, thanks, but no thanks. So this one comes with the side of fries. It's the Live Tinted Super Hue Brightening Eye Cream, $28 US. And it just launched in January. This is it here, Jill.
So it's in a tube, everyone, that kind of looks like a lip gloss almost.
Sorry, I forget people can't see on here. Yeah, so it comes in a tube like a lip gloss. And when you open it, actually like a lip gloss, you get that silver rounded tip on it. So sometimes you see this with like a great lip balm. And so this allows you to do a little squeeze, get the product out, and then you can massage it in. And the metal applicator gets cool, usually, depending on where you're keeping it. And so it gives you that de-puffing action. And I actually, when I first tried this, I had puffy eyes. And so when I used it, I just used it in under one eye, and I actually did feel like it was doing that little lymphatic drainage and reducing that swelling. And dark under eye circles is what probably the most difficult thing to treat outside of, you know, going to a derm and getting like filler and bleph and all of those things. So if you are
bleph, we have a nickname for it now, everyone. Okay. Someone's been doing the research. Blepharoplasty is when you get your
I can't your say eyes that word.
Refreshed.
I can't say that word. So I just say bleph. So this is the nearest thing to a solution that I have come across for dark under eye bags. Okay. Now, if you're not familiar with Live Tinted, the founder is South Asian, and Live Tinted is all about multicultural beauty, really inclusive community, inclusive products. And this newest product, what I think is great about it is it gives you that little bit of color correcting. I'm putting some out on my hand and swatching it, Jill. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah. So that's the side of fries, everyone.
That's the side of fries. So you get that, like, I love the Tata Harper. It has that little bit of, I don't want to say shimmer, but it comes out like a shimmer. But then when it blends in, it's more just like a sheen, not sparkles. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You just get that glow. And so what Deepika has done is she's just made the tint so it's a little bit more color correcting. It's a deeper peachy apricot that is more on the opposite end of the spectrum from blue. right? So if you think about color correcting. Yeah. And so it really does help to brighten, especially if you have a darker skin tone with deeper bluish tone under your eyes. So I tried this on one eye, didn't do it on the other eye. And I really did notice like a brighter effect right away. And then yes, right. Of course it has niacinamide in it and hyaluronic mm-hmm. acid and vitamin C and caffeine and turmeric. And so most of those ingredients are going to give you like longer term brightening. But I just really noticed it was like refreshing. You get that color correcting and it's just a really pretty layer to prime under, you know, your moisturizer and your makeup before you start doing the other right. stuff you might do, whether it's color corrector or concealer or whatever, even wearing it on its own when you just are doing yeah. the skincare and hitting the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is this one color for everyone or one shade?
Yeah, it's one shade. And I'm a pale person. And I will say, mm-hmm. even though it's got that deeper, like I said, that deeper apricot color correcting, it's still blended in and didn't right. look like I was wearing, you know, it was still
color correction
completely yeah. seamless when it blended yeah. in. So I think that's great. Overall, it's just a very elegant feeling formula, really pretty little packaging for $28. It feels like you're getting something more luxe.
Extra.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, I mean, I know that Live Tinted became known for its color correction, people using that orange yes. under eye color corrector.
That's right.
And so it's interesting to see her sort of like parlay that into a 2.0 notion for and making it part of your skincare routine.
Yeah. That's they've cool. got those great crayon pencils and they yes. come in like really darker red yes. for South Asian skin tones to really help with that color correcting. So this is like that yes. step one before you even get to that. And I think it works across a lot of skin tones actually. So it's a winner. Hashtag damn good. Great. So here's a quickie. This is the NYX Fat Lip Oil Lip Drip. Worst name on the planet. $9 US, $14 Canadian. I'm reapplying it right now because it's completely addictive. Comes in 8 shades. Here it is, Jill. It's got this uh-huh. bright neon
so,
lid.
So fun.
Yeah. This is clearly a dupe of Clarins Comfort Lip Oil that has been knocked off so many times. So yeah. yes, it's a lip oil. The original Clarins, it also comes in 8 shades, these juicy popsicle colors, bright red, bright pink, bright orange, a beautiful like brown color, but they go on super sheer and they give you this glassy gloss finish. This one is about 3 times less the price as the Clarins, mm-hmm. but I feel like the Clarins, you're just going to get a better quality oil. You know, there's face oils and there's mm-hmm. face oils. And there's lip oils and there's lip oils, you know, mm. and with Clarins, the, you know, one of the primary ingredients is jojoba seed oil. So, mm-hmm. yes, they both have that big fat dough applicator that's like a bunny's foot that I love. That in itself is so comforting. But mm-hmm. the Clarins, it just feels so luxurious going on. Mm-hmm. You get that sensorial feeling and I think it's giving you more moisture, whereas I think the NYX, it's more like the primary oil is mineral oil. And I think it's just giving you the look of it. You know, it's a Canal Street dupe.
What I was going to say is what I personally find with lip oils, my experience is like they're more drying from my experience.
Yeah, even the Clarins.
Because oils don't necessarily moisturize. They're sitting on top. You
yeah,
know,
they
that's
keep
the idea.
The moisture in, the moisture you already have, they keep it in.
Right. Do you ever notice like that old wives' tale where people talk about lip balms, where companies make lip balms more drying on purpose? So you yeah. keep putting more on.
Right.
And then you have to buy more. Like, yeah. I swear all of my high school girlfriends think that's true.
Right. Yes, I have heard that before, that there are certain ingredients that can actually be drying and then you're putting it on, then you're putting it outside your lips, then you're getting a ring around their lips. Then next thing you know, you have yeah. to go to a derm and you're like, I'm not yeah. using anything. I'm on strike. Yes.
Just use Vaseline, everyone. It works the best. If you're really dying right now, put it on at night. Your lips are like transformed in the morning.
Yeah,
I swear.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you if you really want to know what's worked the best for me, and I've been using it yeah. on my kids and I still think it's the best, is the Elizabeth Arden 8-hour cream, the lip version.
Yeah. It's all petroleum based,
yeah, which
the
is fine.
Vaseline.
Hit me.
Well, you and Prince Harry.
You know what? It's not the one in the little tub. I think the one in the little tub is like post-COVID, we just don't even come with that. Nobody's sticking their finger in anywhere repeatedly or sharing. It's the Elizabeth Arden 8-Hour Cream Lip Protectant Stick. So it looks like a lipstick, but it's the Elizabeth Arden. And even like my kids, you know, Ryan's like, Mommy, you're putting lipstick on me. And I'm like, well, if it's going to help. Anyway.
If it's good enough for Prince Harry, it's good enough for him.
It's good enough for Prince Ryan. You know that Ryan means little king? That's what the name literally means. And he totally lives up to that name. I swear.
Very cute.
People live up to their name. I totally believe that. So make sure you check what the name means before you name your kid. Because if you name your kid Little King, he will act like one. I'm going to tell you right now. So, okay, I'm going to finish it off with hair, unless you have anything else to add, Jill.
No, we started the conversation talking about your hair, how good it looks, this color I really like on you. What have you been doing for upkeep? Because I know that the color was an investment and you're not just putting anything on your hair these days.
Well, actually I am, because I'm testing products for this show, so I am putting anything on it. But I have good news to report. I don't regret using a budget drugstore purple shampoo and conditioner to maintain my blonde. So this is the, I'm going to talk about three products really quickly all in one. It's all from Odele. Do not sleep on Odele. If you don't know this brand, you need to get into it. It's a genderless brand of grooming essentials for the shower. It's all quote unquote clean. I'm going to say quote unquote clean because it doesn't contain, you know, formaldehyde, phthalates, parabens, all the rest of it. And it's in this beautiful packaging that looks like it could be necessary, just saying. So they just came out with, on February 5th, they came out with four new hair care products, the purple shampoo and conditioner, a hair oil, and a medium hair gel. And the shampoo and conditioner, you know, I was a little nervous to try because I had fresh hair color. I washed my hair with it. First thing I noticed is my hair had a lot more volume and felt a lot softer and less dead, like you get with a lot of purple shampoo and conditioners. So it was actually quite moisturizing. And I could notice the texture even in the shower. It felt like more like using a regular shampoo and conditioner where it lathered up nicely. Other times when you use purple shampoos and conditioners, it feels kind of like chalky in your hair. It's hard to say, but it like it weighs it down instantly. It's like you're definitely sacrificing that clean, like fluffy hair finish when you're just trying to get the tone right. So I noticed that right away with these. When I blow dried it, again, just like softer, fluffier, felt like, you know, more like a salon blowout. Now, when I first washed it afterwards, I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about these products because I didn't notice so much of a brighter tone. But then this morning I washed it again and I actually do feel like it looks a bit brighter now. And I took some before and after pictures. So I actually do think that I'm going to go ahead and recommend them. So that's why I have also to recommend the hair oil, which is what I had intended to talk about. Only $12, like the shampoo and conditioner, $12 each. That's dirt cheap. That's like Pantene price. And
Can you hold that up? Is that a glass?
Yeah, it's the hair oil.
Oh, wow. It's like frosted glass.
It's
beautiful.
Frosted glass. It looks like it should be $40. It's $12 at Target. $12.
Incredible.
And it smells gorgeous. It has this kind of like all natural fragrance, but it smells like kind of like a cucumber watery fresh scent. Like it's not cloying at all. It's got the this beautiful lightweight feeling to it. It doesn't leave your hair feeling greasy. It's got the argan oil, the baobab oil, the camellia, like all this stuff that's supposed to obviously soften it. And Jill, when you and I met at Soho House last week and you were like, oh, your hair looks really good, I had used this hair oil and this shampoo and conditioner the day before. Hmm. And the next day, I actually felt like my hair looked better. It's like, wow, that's weird. And you had commented on it.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting with purple shampoos. I mean, there's so many out there. And because I don't have blonde hair, I don't use them. But I know we've talked so many times about how there's some that work for color correction or brightening.
Yeah.
But they make your hair feel like straw.
Yeah.
It's so a this trade-off. Feels like, and it's obviously hard to achieve even with a professional brand to get the moisturizing and the color correction. But this one seems to be a bit of a sweet spot.
I think so. Like, again, I don't know. It does say not to use it more than two or three times a week because you can overtone your hair and you never want to do that. But I do wonder if maybe it's like slightly less toning than, you know, an Olaplex or one of those heavy hitting ones coming in. I feel like I can tell even from the texture. But I think, you know, if you're not looking for a total overhaul or if you want to build it up, I think definitely give these a try. Okay, well, thank you everybody for listening.
And every single thing that we talked about today, we link to it over on our website. We do those episode recaps every single week with links to the products that we're talking about. So be sure to bookmark that, check it out at your leisure, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.